Please rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. In our service this morning, because we did the Creed and Lord's Prayer and the baptismal rite, that's not in our service for the latter half of the church service, but we do have a moment to uplift our hearts in prayer, especially for those who are experiencing darkness in their lives. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Thankful for the unfading light of Christ who has come to save us, let us pray for the church in all places, for the world, and for the confession of the gospel, that by his light we may go into all the world, saying, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. Lord of light, you know that we lose heart. We dwell in the darkness and live in the valley of the shadow of death. Point us to Jesus, whose resurrection announces that the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. Lord of light, give us your Holy Spirit, that by him we may be strengthened in our praying, encouraged by his wisdom, and sustained in faithful supplication for those who stand in need of our prayers. Today especially, we pray that light comes to those that we name, those that are homebound in our church: Lorraine, Fran, Dixie, Jenny, Dawn, Peggy, Gary, and Terry. Lord, also for those who are sick and recovering: Kai, Bev, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Kathy, Dylan, Roman, Anita, Yoriko, Gladys, Jim, Joyce, Kenzie, Mac, Sue, Diane, Sharla, Marilyn, Addie, Julie, and Bill. Lord, we especially pray for those families who have gathered together for Thanksgiving and who are planning travel this afternoon. We also pray for those that perhaps Thanksgiving was a lonely time or a time in which expectations were not fulfilled. Bless those families, and as they depart from one another today or in the days ahead. Lord, we also uplift Kyla and the challenges that she faces. Svenja, as she returns home from her trip in Florida this Wednesday, we pray for safe travel and a smooth transition. And also for all those who are recovering or going through treatment for drug abuse. May these people too confess that the Lord is my light and my salvation, with whom I fear. Lord of light, you healed the sick, cured the lame, gave sight to the blind, restored hearing to the deaf, and delivered those who were held in bondage by the devil. Give to our church the zeal and boldness to reach out into our world and say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Lord of light, you are born among us as the light of the world. Shine in our hearts during this Advent season. Savior, light of the world, we entrust to you all for whom we pray, commending them to you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.